Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God. Thank God for all of you that are listening today. This is Brother Nathaniel Hunt with the Church of Christ Eliza Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. I want to shout out to those of you listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you listening in Canada and Spain, Ireland, France, Japan. Welcome, welcome, United Kingdom. Welcome, Netherlands, and to every country that I have not named that is listening to this broadcast. I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. Now, if you have any prayer requests, I will pray with you. If you have any question about the lesson, I will do my best and the Lord Jesus to answer it for you. Glory be to God. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes on the comments. Glory be to God. And if you are calling on getting how to obtain information on getting a copy of the messages that the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, I will get that to you as well. And for those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com, and I would get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, before we go into the message today, let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we are gathered together today to give you glory and honor and praise, to go into the word of God that provides all knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Dear Lord, we petition you that your spirit will be with us as we take this journey into your word. That, dear Lord, that we don't leave empty-handed, but, dear Lord, that we may learn something from your word. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you've made, created, and that you have blessed us on this journey. And, Father, we would give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today we are on a new series which will be given to Wednesdays that will replace the normal, the Midnight Cry establishing and building his church. I've given, you know, all that I need to give on that subject. So now given to Wednesdays will be the Midnight Cry, the People of the Kingdom. And that's the title of the day, The Midnight Cry, The People of the Kingdom. Now, in this part of the series, we're going to look at the Word of God. And I want to say this, and I'm coming from the Word with you, because I know that some people will get offended at this. And the reason why is because some think that, let me put it to you this way. In this work of restitution, restoration, one thing is for sure that the word showed us that Christ is restoring his kingdom. And he is building his kingdom the way he had it once established. Amen. And in the building of this kingdom, the way he once had established, as we come to understand that there are five things that makes up a kingdom. And one of the things is the people. And so in building his kingdom or establishing again or setting up again his kingdom on earth, the people, when the smoke clears, When everything's said and done, who are going to be members of this kingdom, the word of God declares to us what they're called. And I'm here to tell you one name most definitely they are not called is sinners. Now, some of you that's listening, whether it's here in the United States or in other parts of the world, may want to call me narrow-minded. And if you want to, that's your preference. But I personally believe with all my heart that if anybody should know how things go, it's the one that created me. So if his word states that there are going to be particular or specific people in his kingdom, that they're going to be specific people that are going to make up his kingdom, then I know and believe 100% that he knows what he's talking about. You have some who have the notion of thinking to this day that everybody is in the kingdom of God. Amen. And from some of the pulpit, this is being proclaimed into the ears of people, especially those who don't know. And what's sad to say, that some of the pulpits that are proclaiming it don't really know themselves. So now we find ourselves misleading people that are listening and having them to think that that murderer who loves to murder is in the kingdom of God. That rapist that loves to rape is in the kingdom of God. That thief that loves to steal is in the kingdom of God. That blasphemer, or the blaspheme of the things of God, he's in the kingdom of God. We're misleading people to thinking that because we have went as far as to say that everybody's a child of God. Well, we're going to look into the scriptures on this today that you may see who's in the kingdom, the name that is given to them, okay, that is in the kingdom. The Bible itself, if I have to speak on out of the three books, the Bible itself lets you know who are the members of the kingdom of God. And when the smoke clears, who will be the members of the kingdom of God? See, in many churches, we have been baptizing people who's not even saved, simply because either they have a certain status in the community, or because they knew how to say flattery words to kind of butter our heads up, or we want to be known as popular church, to have the most people in the county or in the state, different off-the-wall reasons. And now the people have become comfortable to just saying, hey, I ain't got to worry about living right. I ain't got to worry about living holy. I could just say a few words and become a member of the church. And when I become a member, I can continue to live like I was before I came a member. I can get drunk, without any remorse. I can sleep around without any remorse. I can steal. I can shoot up drugs. I can do that without any remorse, because when I come to service on that Sunday, they're going to give me sacrament, or they're going to put me behind the pulpit, or they're going to put me up to lead Sunday school or to lead a choir. They're going to do that because to them, it's all about, quote, the members, getting bodies in the church. Well, we're going to go into the Word of God today, and the Word of God tells us who will be members in the kingdom of God. And once again, you're not going to find them described as sinners. Okay? Now, for some reason, many that proclaim to be believers of Christ do not want to tell people the truth. So we're misleading people to thinking that they can be in any kind of condition, sinful, and dwell in the kingdom of God. We have misled them to thinking that if they reject Christ and die in their sins, that they're still going to heaven. Yeah. Some of us have preached sermons like that. Old Joe, who rejected Christ, cussed the Lord, cussed you out for talking about Jesus, threw stuff at you, and said he going to live the way he want to live. And now old Joe died, and we as the preacher behind the pulpit is telling people that old Joe is in heaven, walking around heaven, talking to the Lord, because his family is sitting on the first two benches up front, if not three or four, and we want to give something nice to kind of lift them up. So we're willing to lie to them and tell them that old Joe is in heaven walking around. He's with God. Lord, have mercy on us. Now, let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 2. The book of Ephesians chapter 2. And let's pay close attention to what the people are called. Okay? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2. And we're going to look at verse 19. Fact 19 and 20. Now look what the word of God says. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners. Okay? Now remember, he's talking to Christians. Okay? Amen. But fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, the Apostle Paul is telling the Christians at Ephesus, who is known as Ephesians, that you are no more strangers and foreigners. You know, if you consider someone a foreigner of this country, that means that they're not a native of this country. They're not born in this country. They're from another country. Spiritually speaking, okay, when you are a foreigner, spiritually speaking, of the kingdom of God, you're not a resident in the kingdom. You are of some other kingdom. Okay, just like in the natural, people who are not U.S. citizens, known as foreigners from other countries, that means they are citizens of another place. And Paul was saying, before you got saved, you was a foreigner and a stranger to the kingdom. Amen. He said, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Now, if you look up that word fellow citizens in the concordance and looking under the Greek, when you look at the original Greek word there, before it was translated over to the English word fellow citizen, you will see it means a native of the same town, that is figuratively co-religionist or what? Fellow Christian. So overall, Paul is saying, hey, to you Christians to you people at Ephesus, you are a fellow Christian with the saints. You hear that? So those who are members of the kingdom of God is known as fellow citizens or fellow Christians. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Do you see that? Glory to God. Amen. Not sinners. See, the sinners would go under the category as strangers and foreigners. And see, spiritually speaking, in the churches, we're trying to join strangers and foreigners to the kingdom. You know, here in the United States, you got to go through immigration and apply for your U.S. citizenship. You don't supposed to, I say it again, you don't supposed to be able to just waltz in the country
and just start living. But that's another story there, people, because we got that going on. But anyhow, you're supposed to go through immigrations to take your test and apply to become a U.S. citizen, okay? Well, spiritually speaking, many of the churches, we're not doing that. Only thing the people have to tell us, say, hey, you know, you're beautiful. Your building looks so beautiful. I think it's the most best-looking building in the community. Man, I want to go further. I said the best looking building in the county or the state. Man, I think y'all can give buildings of other big televangelists a run for it. And see, that's all they got to do to gas your head up. Next thing you know, you're saying that you want to be a member, and you're throwing them in the water, and you're connecting them. They're not converted. This is why it's important that when you're dealing with a soul, that the number one thing you want to do is get that heart converted to Christ. Too many of us is picking up people and throwing them in the water and making them members, and they're not saved. So now you're attaching what's supposed to be the godly with the ungod. In case you haven't heard, and in case you haven't read the scriptures, the godly and the ungodly is not going to dwell together in the same place. In other words, in heaven, you don't have a godly section and an ungodly section. The last one who tried to get something like that going, the Lord said, oh, no, we're not having this. And he got him out of there. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Nowadays, all you have to do is know the deacons. If you're good friend with the deacons, especially drinking buddies, and you tell the deacon, hey, I want to join the church. I ain't got no church come to the deacon. Tell you, say, hey, the church I go, I'm deacon there. We'll get you on. Get the pastor to baptize you. Because you know in many of your churches, the deacon rules, which is not scripture. Okay? So therefore, that's all you have to do. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He's worthy to be praised and be glorified, people. Amen. Now, notice here in verse 19, he said, now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. So now we got another name that people that's in the kingdom or in the household of God is called. They're called saints. When you look up the word saints, once again, it's in the New Testament, so you got to look under the Greek. And you will see the Greek word hagios before it was translated to saints. Hagios means sacred, physically pure, morally blameless or religious, ceremonial, consecrated. Now, you know, sacred has to do with that which is holy, separate, consecrated to be holy. Now, once again, you got some holy folks who are the members of the kingdom, not unholy. Do you hear that? Please hear this. Because let me say this straight to you, pastor, that you who, if you're a pastor, you've been doing it, you're going to be held accountable. If you just dumping people. Because some of you know that person you're about to baptize, you know their heart ain't been converted. But you're so afraid. Listen, if it has to come down to me pleasing the deacons, because the deacons want me to baptize old Joe, and old Joe ain't no more studying about the Lord Jesus Christ than a man on the moon, if it had to come down to them being mad at me and possibly say, hey, we don't want you to be pastor here and go, I'd rather honor God than honor them, okay? Period. Because remember, the same God, pastor, that got you there can send you elsewhere, okay? See, this is the days that as a Christian, you got to make a stand. And too many of us, we are too afraid. We're so afraid we're shaking. We're shaking. because people don't agree with our stance on what God say. Well, guess what? Here's the newsflash, just in case you hadn't heard. But most of the people ain't going to agree with you when it comes to the things of God, because they're not into the things of God, okay? Quit trying to make sinners agree with you. You know, only thing you can do is give them the word of salvation. If they don't want to hear it, then the Lord said, cast not your pearls before swine. And some of you just keep pounding and keep pounding and come against that sinner, and that sinner keep telling you, I don't want to hear it. Get away from me. And you trying to force it. I'm here to give you a word right now. Stop it. The Lord said, cast not your pearl before swine. God is not into trying to make somebody come into his kingdom. If they don't freely want to come, God said, leave them alone. Pray for them, but leave them alone. Amen. Too many of you, once again, you're trying to force people, okay, into the kingdom. Then if you ain't trying to force people, you just taking on anybody because they gave you such flattery comments that you're willing to accept what they say and make them a member. That's not how it works, people. Now, if you do the things the way God said it, here's the thing, and this is not speaking a curse on you, so please hear me when I say this. If you had a congregation of 1,000, don't be surprised it dwindled down to 100. I'm talking about you going by the rule book of God, because you're going to find out that most of the people that you were dumping into the water, they ain't studying the things of God. For what? Because why? They're operating what is called a religious spirit. You know, there are many people who got what you call a religious spirit. They'll show up to church on Sunday. Yeah, come to Monday and tell you. And tell you what the preacher said. But get this. Like the Bible says, they have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power thereof. They're not letting the power of God work in their life. That's why they can live unholy and don't be bothered. But bust the church doors wide open with a 3 to 4 piece suit or whatever on, and people are like, oh, they sharp, and they stepping in there, and people are looking at the outward appearance to think, oh, they got it together. But you find out they living like the devil. So there are saints in the kingdom, sacred, holy, physically pure people, not people just talking about God, but living like the devil. The people who are working and striving to walk in holiness. Now, I know some of you that has heard that word holiness, than what I just said a minute ago, you probably start frowning and you start, oh, no. Because for some reason, sad to say, among the community of Christians, people that's supposed to be Christian, whenever there's a talk on holiness, there seems to be this type of spirit where people rise up against what you're preaching on that. They do. Why? Because they don't want to live holy. Don't want to live holy. Amen. They want to live in sin, but they want to claim God. Okay? Well, my friends, to tell you the truth, that just don't work like that, people, okay? Don't work like that. You have a decision you got to make. And see, some of you, you still want to live sinful because you want to hang out with your homeboys. See, on Sunday, you want to give yourself, quote, to the church and get around the folks that's into the church, and you want to act what they call churchy. But as soon as you get out, you see Playboy Rick and Big Mac Attack and say, hey, dog, let's hang out. And you're doing whatever under the sun. And you figure that, hey, I got 6 days to do this and go back on Sunday and rehearse and do this all this thing over again. Well, let me inform you of something that you do not want to hear.
You ain't fooling God. He's merciful, but he ain't crazy, okay? He's going to call on you, and I pray that you don't put him off till it's too late. People, let me tell you, when Jesus tells us about how bad hell is, believe it, because it is not a place where you're going to be sitting around filling your thumbs and say, man, I'm just so bored down here, ain't nothing to do. I promise you, that's going to be the furthest thing from your mind. Amen. Now, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 2. Now, let's look at the other name. Those who are in the kingdom, in the household of God. Amen. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Now look what the word of God says. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly. Okay? The godly. He know how to deliver the godly out of temptation. And to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Now, you see another word here is the godly. Okay? The godly. Amen. Now, you got some people that do not even want to be called a Christian, much less the godly, okay? Now, once again, when you look up this word godly in the Bible Concordance, and you look up the original Greek word to where it was translated to our language, the English word godly, the original Greek word means well-reverent, that is pious. Well-reverent, that is pious. Now, you may say, well, Brother Nate, what is pious? I don't know what pious means. What is pious? Now, we're going to turn to Webster and let Webster answer that question. What is pious? Okay. And this is what pious means. It means marked by or showing reverence for deity and devotion to divine worship. So the godly are those who are devoted to divinely worshiping the Lord. Do you hear that? Amen. Amen. They are devoted to reverence God or respect him. You know some people, do you know there's some people that are members of the church, they have no respect for God? They'd do anything in, quote, what they call the house of God. They twerking. Listen, they're twerking. I've seen this on the YouTube. They were twerking in the service. Two different places now. There is no respect for the Lord, even in, quote, the building of God. Okay? Ain't no what respect. See, those who are members in the kingdom is going to respect the Lord. Respect the house. The building of God, okay? They're going to be devoted to worshiping God. You got people today, members of churches, they ain't thinking about worshiping God. For what? They ain't thinking about worshiping God. All they wanted was to be baptized into a church and to say they belong to a church. And you got people, you know, one of the popular sayings is my home church. Oh, I'm going to this church, but this ain't my home church. Man, we just claiming churches all over the place, ain't? Amen. Glory to God. And thank you, Lord. So, I mean, we might well be real about it. Because as I told you in the beginning of this broadcast, we've gotten to the point, I'm talking about in the Christian community, anybody in, and we're wondering, what is all this contention doing on in the church? Because you're just pulling any kind of folks in. Listen, the devil just sit back and he just laughs. He said, man,
It ain't take nothing for me to send somebody up in there. Yeah, let me send old Harry. Harry, just the fire starter. And I ain't talking about starting a literal blaze. He'll start a blaze of contention up in there. Let me send him in there. Only thing I got to do is inject some thoughts toward Harry way. Harry, talk like you're crazy about him. Talk like you really like him. Man, Harry just flattering him till the head just blow up. And Harry does that. The next thing you know, Harry is baptized and a member of the church. And now the devil say, okay, now I get to work my plan, my plot through Harry. Okay? Harry got all kinds of havoc causing up in the church. I'm telling you, people, please hear this. Everybody's not going to be a member of the kingdom of God, but the godly will be. The people that is devoted to worshiping God, they will be. The people that's devoted to respecting God, they will be. If you are a disrespecter of God, you will not be. If you are a type of person that say, hey, I really ain't got time to worship. I ain't got time to worship God. Then guess what? Because here's another news flash for you, just in case you missed this one. Do you know that in heaven, I'm talking about the third heaven where God at, you know they worshiping the Lord up there? Did you know that? Or did you think they were just saying, well, we got a section over here of people that don't feel like worshiping. They live over here across town. And then the people that do, they live over there. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's not how it is. They're worshiping the Lord in heaven. And this kingdom down here is supposed to be an extension of the kingdom up there. So if they're worshiping God in heaven, the third heaven where God at, God require worship here. So if you say you're too busy and you don't have time to worship God, then you don't want to be part of the kingdom. In fact, hey, you might well just say you'll be bored, because that's what the people of the kingdom is doing. The true people of the kingdom, they're devoted to worshiping God. Amen. Well, you say amen. Oh, me, I mean, you know. Amen. See, we're looking at who are the people of the kingdom? Who are the people that's going to be? Because once again, we from the pulpit, we have misled many people to think that everybody's going to heaven and that everybody's in the kingdom. Amen. Now, the people that we don't like, okay, and the one we consider like, oh, they just a murderer, they just that, we might say, okay, they ain't coming. But everybody else, we got them as members of the kingdom. And there is no scripture support for any such thing as that, that where anybody is a member of the kingdom. Amen. There is no support, scripture support on that. Amen. The cleaning that the Lord Jesus is going to do in these last days, he's going to be cleaning house. And all the fake is going to come out. The for real going to get together, and the fake going to get together on their end. And the word let us know that the day going to come, you're not going to have a problem discerning who for the Lord and who ain't. Right now, looking kind of sketchy. Right now, you're looking like, okay, I know that's not God, but I'm not sure. Don't worry. The day is going to come. You're not going to have that problem differentiating who is of the Lord and who's not. You're not going to have that problem, people. Trust me. Not going to have that problem. Amen? Now, let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 26. The book of Acts, chapter 26. Book of Acts, chapter 26. Amen. Chapter 26. And we're going to verse 26 to verse 28. 28 would be the key verse. The book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 26 to verse 28. Now, Look what the word of God says. For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. For this thing was not done in a corner. This is Paul talking to King Agrippa. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. And look at verse 28. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Now, remember, we looked at Ephesians 2 and 19, where when you look up the original Greek word for the word fellow citizen, it was a fellow Christian, okay? Here, if you look up the word Christian, the original Greek, word for that means a Christian, that is, follower of Christ. So to be in this kingdom, you have to be a follower of Christ. You cannot be a follower of Elijah Muhammad. You cannot be a follower of Farrakhan. You can't be a follower of Buddha. You can't be a follower of Charles Taze Russell, okay? You can't be a follower of Mary Baker Eddy. You can't be a follower of these fraternity and sororities, per se, their leaders, their gods. You can't be a follower of them and be in this kingdom. Listen, somebody got to lay this truth down. And I know there's others beside myself that is doing it. And some of you don't want to hear it because you like, quote, where you at. Some of you don't want to hear it because maybe your favorite cousin is a Muslim, or your favorite auntie or uncle is into all these satanic occult lodges, and you don't want to offend them. Well, I got news for you. You're going to end up offending some people if you stand for Christ. Now, I'm not telling you go out there and just speak disrespectfully to folks and all that. I'm not talking about that. But I'm telling you this. If they don't love the word of God, they're going to be offended. They're going to be offended, people. They don't love the word of God. They're going to be offended. And some of you are so afraid. You're so scared to tell the word of God because you're like, I don't want to offend them. And what you don't understand, actually, you hurting them more by not telling them. Because if their soul's in danger of going to hell and you got the lifeline word to give to them and you don't, you ain't helping them. The only help you provide to them is for them to go along down to destruction. That's the only help. Only help that you're giving there. Now, I want to read a scripture to you from one of the Lord's other books called The Word of the Lord. And this message called the 88th message, the 88th time that the Lord sent his angel messenger, November 17, 1968. And I want to read, and this message has approximately 48 verses, but I want to read one of them, which would be verse 29. And I want to read to you what he says here in the word here. He says, all they that be the Christ, in other words, all that belongs to him, they that are called Christians will flow together. They that be a man and his traditions will fail. Did you hear that? So all of those that belong to Christ, and remember, Christ is the king of the kingdom. The king rules over people. He said that they that are called Christians. Once again, not Islamists, okay? Not Buddhists, not Hinduists, not Jehovah's Witness, okay? Not Masonic, not Illuminatis, none of that. We got to be honest about it, people, and be real. I know you love your family folks, but if they caught up in that, the only thing you can do is pray for them. God didn't tell you to compromise his word for them. See, it comes to a day. You're going to have to choose who's number one. Is it the Lord or is it them? Some of us going to have to choose between the Lord and our wives. Some of us going to have to choose between the Lord and our husbands. Some of us going to have to choose between the Lord and our kids. Did you know that? Yeah. Because some of us, we're trying to play the in-between game. We're trying to make God and that loved one tied for number one. I'm sorry, people. If you read the book of Corinthians, God set the order. He is to be first. You put him, the man, the wife, above all, he is to be number one. He's to be number one in the sight of the man and number one in the sight of the woman, okay? Number one, above all. Even though she has to, as a married woman, honor and respect her husband and hear her husband who is put in leadership by God, but her husband cannot, because he's in leadership, he cannot instruct her not to worship God. You get that? He can't do that, okay? Now, if she's looking at her husband being number one, or as some say, tied for first place with God, that ain't going to work still, because eventually you still is going to choose him over God. And what's going to happen, you're going to experience God, okay? Amen. Amen. Well, we got to be real about it, people. We once again, we're talking about the people of the kingdom. Who's going to be in the kingdom? Okay? I don't want to hear you talking about, I've been baptized in the church, but are you saved? Are you truly born again? Now, some people get offended when I ask that because they say, okay, now you act like you perfect and hope. No, I don't. I don't. I'm trying to show you what's real and what's not. And see, some of you are throwing up that, well, you know, I was baptized in the church 10 years ago and blah, blah. Okay, you were baptized in the church, okay. But my question is, have you truly been converted to Christ? Now, if you holler, yeah, but you know you're living like a devil, guess what? Here's a newsflash. Something's wrong, okay? Something is awfully wrong, okay? Yes, it is. Look, as Christians, look how we portraying God to be, okay? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to read one more scripture to you out of another one of God's books called The Record of Nephi. And it's a witness of the Nephites concerning God's dealing with man and concerning his commandments and statutes and judgments. Thank God for the word of God. And one of the books in the Record of Nephi called the Book of Alma. I want you to hear this. Amen. Now hear what the word of God says. For thus were all the true believers of Christ, which belong to the church of God, called by those which did not belong to the church, and those who did belong to the church were faithful, yea, all those who were true believers in Christ took upon them gladly the name of Christ, or Christians, as they were called because of their belief in Christ, which should come. Okay? Amen. So those who were believers, true believers. Now the word says true believers. It didn't just say believers, because there are many that's claiming to be believers, but everybody's not a true believer. Okay? Everybody's not a true believer. You know? When you ask some of them, say, are you saved? They say, well, I believe in God. Okay. But are you born again? Okay. Have you accepted him as Lord and Savior into your life? Are you born again? Well, I don't do everything right. I didn't ask that question. I asked you, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? You know, when I come across the Jehovah Witness, I used to come across them, and they used to visit this house, my house that, you know, when I was back in the year, 2000, I was living on the other side of town here, And one time on Saturday, I was getting quite a visit from the Jehovah's Witness, okay? And one particular one, this lady, she comes and she started talking to me. She come to my house, and I said, okay. And she's talking, and I said, we got on the subject about Jesus Christ, and I said, Jesus Christ is Lord. And she was like, I know Jesus Christ. I said, but Jesus Christ is Lord. She said, I know Jesus Christ. You know the devil wouldn't let her admit and confess that Jesus Christ was Lord. She couldn't even get it out of her mouth, people. Amen. Amen. Like I told you, there's some people who don't even want to be called a Christian. You ask us, are you a Christian? Well, I don't do everything right. My goodness, I didn't ask you, did you do everything? I'm asking you about, are you a Christian? Because see, some people who claim to be your God, they are ashamed of being called. That's the truth. They are ashamed of being called a Christian. You ask me, I'm a Christian, I'm going to tell you, yes, I am. I'm not ashamed, people. And the reason why I'm not ashamed, it ain't all about me. I'm not ashamed because I know what Jesus did for me. I know Jesus brought me through a life of pain, the pain that I was suffering in my physical body. Jesus brought me through that. I knew he did what no one else can do. When the doctors told me, said, we don't know why this is happening to you. When the doctor like, it's nothing else they can do. We're just going to give you this medicine and tell you to do this and that. That's it. They will give me medicine to try to deal with the problem. Not for a healing, not for a cure, but to deal with the problem. See, if you look at a lot of your sicknesses and disease, you're given medicine to deal with the problem, not for a cure. Why? Because they don't have a cure. And they will, I admit one thing, they will tell you, we don't have a cure. We will tell you that medical science that we don't got a cure. And see, to many people, medical science has become their God. And so if medical science that there is no cure, this is what they accept. This is what they go around spreading. This is it. No cure for me. When the doctor said there's no cure, get your affairs in order. You're finna die soon. According to our medical records, we see that people had this, dies in 3 to 4 months. Do you know that some doctors have pronounced time on many people for them to die, and they didn't? There have been doctors. Now, I'm not on the doctor bashing. I'm just telling you the truth. There have been doctors that told people that had certain sickness, say, get your house in order. This sickness, a person normally live for about a month. So get your house in order, and in about a month, you're going to die. 3 months later, they looking up and say, wow, you still living. And see, you know, they can't hardly say nothing to that, okay? They had to tell you, I don't know what to say, you know, normally, you know. That's all they can say. See, I serve the true and living God. I don't serve a God who is a being that has to be like that. A being that tells me, say, listen, now, you got this sickness, you're going to die in 2 days, and then 3 days come by, and you're still living, and God go, I missed it. I thought you'd be dead in 2 days. I mean, you ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to worry about that, people. I'm just telling you. So we have been looking at what the people call that is part of the kingdom of God. And thus far, I want you to understand, you don't see the word sinner. You don't see sinners. And once again, I'm not making a braggadocious statement. I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying you don't see sinners. For the blessed word, thank God for the word of truth. Let us pray. Father, I thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for another blessed day in Christ Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Thank you, Lord, for blessing with this opportunity to give your word to the people this day. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name that as I have planted the seed, that you will water and bring forth the increase. So Heavenly Father, I thank you and I glorify you and I lift you up because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, thank God for all you've been listening. Lord say the same. I'll be back tomorrow with another broadcast. Look for the advertisement. So once again, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt with the Church of Christ the Life and Message on the broadcast, Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.